This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards on several eminent personalities during civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. They were awarded for their exceptional and distinguished services. President Murmu conferred Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu in the field of public affairs, Bharatnatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramanyam in the field of art, and Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously in the field of social work. The President also conferred Padma Bhushan on actor Mithun Chakraborty for his dynamic performances and powerful portrayals in Bengali and Hindi cinema, and famous singer Usha Uthup in the field of art. Veteran tennis player Rohan Bopanna received the Padma Shri for his contribution in the field of sports. Renowned wood carving craftsperson Ghulam Nabi Dar from Jammu and Kashmir, tribal farmer from Assam Sarbeshwar Basumatari, and surgeon Dr. Prema Dhanraj and an Ayurveda doctor Manohar Krishna Dole are among others who received Padma Shri during the ceremony. Election campaign has intensified in Uttar Pradesh, where top leaders of all political parties are holding rallies, roadshows and door-to-door campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today attacked the opposition alliance, alleging that they are involved in nepotism and doing politics of appeasement. While addressing an election rally in Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi said it is high time to eliminate poverty and root out corruption and nepotism in the country. Aligarh Lok Sabha seat, along with seven others in UP, will go to poll on Friday in the second phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, many opposition leaders are also busy in campaigning. BSP Supremo Mayawati attacked the BJP in a political rally in Bulandshahr district today. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, along with other party functionaries, held meetings of party workers and conducted door-to-door campaign in Mathura and Fatehpur Sikri. The election campaign has gained momentum in Karnataka in the 14 seats going to the polls on April 26. Many star campaigners from Congress and BJP are campaigning in the state. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge campaigned in the constituencies around Bengaluru today. Addressing a public rally in Channapatna today, in Bengaluru Rural Lok Sabha constituency, he said that Congress manifesto does not appease Muslims but wants the welfare of all communities. Withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of the next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to poll in this phase. Besides, 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The Election Commission has constituted a task force to monitor heat wave conditions before every phase of the Lok Sabha polls. The task force comprises officials from the Election Commission, IMD, National Disaster Management Authority, and the Ministry of Health. They will review the impact of heat wave and humidity 5 days before each polling phase for any concerning developments and mitigatory measures. The Commission will also hold a separate review with state chief electoral officers to ensure adequate arrangements at polling stations, including shamiana, drinking water, fans and other assured minimum facilities. And in IPL cricket, chasing a target of 180, Rajasthan Royals were 113 for 1 in 12 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. Earlier, opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 179 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Mumbai, Tilak Verma scored highest 65 runs in 45 balls, while Sandeep Sharma took 5 wickets for Rajasthan. That is the end of this news bulletin.